All right, this intelligence brief from Amron is dated today, June 22nd, just kind of what I threw together from last week plus a little more. So as a reminder for those of you receiving this brief on Sunday next, which is now, please keep in mind this news is almost a week old and other related news is likely to have already happened. We try to keep up with changes and sometimes it's difficult in this rapidly changing scenario. If you want to receive this brief on the day of the release, which is Monday, please subscribe to the email letter by emailing us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That's sogmrsnet@gmail.com. If any of you have emailed this week, I apologize. I have not been able to check that mail. I've had a lot of issues here at home. So moving forward, the precedence is routine. Current AMCON level is 3. The T-Rex 2025 dates are July 25th, 26th, and 27th. This is a nationwide practice with real-life, off-the-grid, off-the-repeater scenarios to enhance your conceptions and readiness for emergency plans and communications. You may choose to listen only, which is great, or you can participate in passing and receiving accurate news, situations, stat reps, and messages over the radio. It is practicing your messaging skills off the repeater, so pretty good skills to have. All right, this is an Amron emergency calm report. Understand it's not to frighten you, but to inform you. Due to ongoing airstrikes against Iran and a heightened threat of cyber and infrastructure retaliation, Amron has elevated AMCON to level 3. This reflects a probable communications disruption event. Increased readiness and net activity are advised immediately. As you all know, this is a rapidly changing worldwide scenario with possibilities being very real strikes against our infrastructure and well-being. This is the time to make ready any emergency plans with your family and community. Here's a situation overview. Strategic military strikes. Israel is conducting multi-phase airstrikes targeting Iranian leadership, missile defense systems, and nuclear infrastructure. As you know, the U.S. just got involved. Cyber threat escalation. Iranian-aligned actors are suspected in recent cyber attacks across Europe and the Middle East. Disruptions to internet services have been reported globally. Terror threats. Al-Qaeda figures have publicly called for attacks inside the U.S., increasing concerns of domestic unrest and violence. Sympathetic actors, nations aligned with Iran, including North Korea, Russia, and Turkey, may increase retaliatory support, adding to global instability. As my own two cents, according to credible news sources, just today, the Iranian parliament voted to close the Strait of Hormuz in response to the U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites. While the parliament's decision is declarative, the final decision rests with the Supreme National Security Council, who are expected to make their decision tonight. This will highly escalate worldwide tensions. In readiness, here's what you can do. 1. Equipment checks. Function test all radios and comms gear. Charge and replace all batteries if needed. Top off your fuel and backup power systems. 2. Community prep. Review and finalize family or group contingency plans. Confirm communication plans through HF, VHF, UHF, Simplex, and the repeaters. Make sure all family members have current net schedules and protocols. Three, monitoring. Stay informed via news, local radio, ham repeaters. Use scanners to assess local grid or outage issues. Monitor persistent presence net for updates at all hours. The local time and band frequency for the persistent presence net, which is free, you can listen anytime if you have ham amateur capabilities. Early evening through early morning, the ADA meter is on 3.588 megahertz. Mid-morning through late afternoon on 40 meter is 7.110 megahertz. And 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is 20 meter at 14.110 megahertz.
330 with a comment.
Go ahead, 330.
You can listen to these frequencies, but these are digital frequencies, and all you'll hear is a code, and it won't be verbal. It will be just a digital, so you have to have a computer to decode it. So if you listen to those, they do some verbal nets and stuff like that, but not near as much as they do digital. So if anybody needs to know how to do digital, get a hold of me, and I can help you do that.
Yes, Ron, thank you so much. And there is a way to receive that for free, even without your ham license. So Ron 330 can always answer if you call him here on this repeater, as well as you may email sogmrsnet@gmail.com, and I will forward the information to him. So thanks for that, Ron. Number four, status and situation reports. Stand by. If the grid is down, you can submit stat reps via Comstat, FLMSG, which is First Light Message, or plain FLDigi, First Light Digital. Tier 4 to 6 stations will compile and relay summaries. Use only authenticated messages. Verify PGP, which is pretty good privacy encryption, signatures from Amron Actual. So, folks, this is for mostly for the Amron people who are here and trained to help in these messages, but you can all listen to what's going on here, and there's a way to get information. Stand by. Please be informed that even here on GMRS or even on the MERS-3, FRS-3, and all that, there are all levels of radio stations who are here to pass messages and help with anything. So it's a big, huge deal on all forms of radio. So you will most likely hear it. All right, I'm going to move to number five for what you can do to get ready, and that's net participation. Follow net control station guidance during nets. Watch for any net schedule changes via nets on the Amron website. Recommended resources are, for all those of you who want to learn more, stand by. And you can find all of this information on the Amron.com website. Once again, is the persistence presence net schedule. Also, the signals operating instructions, the Amron Telegram, ZNet, and the Mobile Team app. So you can find all of this information and more from the Amron.com website, and also Ron 330 can help guide you. So in closing, stay vigilant. This is a rapidly changing dynamic situation involving international conflict and cyber threats. Maintain readiness, report intel, and serve your communities through trusted comms. Updates will be issued as developments occur. So God bless you all. God bless the Republic. Ron, 330, is there anything else you would like to add to that?
Not really to that, but I would like to add something about the T-Rex. When T-Rex happens, which will be towards the end of July, we will use the Channel 3 project, but only on FRS or on the 146.420. If there's anybody listening to that, they'll be able to hear me. I will repeat over the air the information that comes into T-Rex about what's going on. Stand by. If there's anybody else that wants to listen on GMRS or FRS, we're going to have somebody do the repeat what I say on 146.420 in order to get out on the other Channel 3 projects. Normally, if there was a grid down situation or there's something bad happened, we would cover all that. But for this T-Rex, we're just going to cover the 146.420, and hopefully somebody else will listen and pass that on to the Channel 3 frequencies. That's about all I have about that, Kimber. Thank you. Back to Net.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate that. And, yeah, I do plan on being here and being involved in that and helping out with MERS-3 and FRS, GMRS-3. And we'll see if anybody else wants to help out there. you're all welcome to do so. Or, you know, or just, it'd be nice to have a few people to be able to pass messages in this exercise. It's just a practice exercise. So I will be involved and be doing that this year. Thank you, Ron. Okay, folks, that's the end of the intelligence brief as I have it. Stand by. Now we're going to move on to the Channel 3 project, which has several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. We have Roger 746 running it tonight. There's also Cameron 644, Jim 787, and West 327 in the Grants Pass area. Try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you're unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for AMRA on Channel 3 check-ins in your area. All you got to do is ask for names and general locations. If you get any, write them down for yourself. If you would like to give your tallies here, that'd be great. We'll be monitoring the frequency, and we always take counts. And if not, just keep them for yourself. You can get their name and, if you want, their last three numbers of their GMRS call sign, like I'd be Kimber 487. So easy way to do it. Just ask for AMRA on Channel 3 check-ins and give your report. I'll be standing by for any Channel 3 project numbers, then we'll close the net, followed by any questions or discussions. So God bless you all. God bless the Republic. And now I'm going to call Roger 746. Are you there?
Yeah, this is WRKJ 746. Roger, we're going to start out on GMRS 3, then MERS 3, then 146, 420 for the ham operators. So let's go to GMRS 3.
Thank you, Roger. All right, this is Kimber, WRKV 487. You're listening to the AMRON Directed Net. I'm not going to close the net until I am done with the Channel 3 project. So stand by and know that all traffic is directed. I'll be monitoring, and I'm going to go do my Channel 3s. I hope you all will, too. Thank you.